days are here again. Get ready to listen to another great episode of Babes in Voiceland. You know, I was watching TV the other day, and I think it was What on Earth, mm-hmm. you know, Where on Earth Is It? And there's a lot of like Ancient Aliens and all mm-hmm. these shows that I find very informative.
Right.
You know, when it talks about traveling to Mars and all this.
Everyone needs to know how to do that.
Well, yeah, but there was a segment on this show. I had no idea that there are lost tribes in the Amazon. Did you guys know this?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's really interesting. And all these tribes have been there for God knows how long. These people just, I mean, they have nothing. They live like cave people.
They've not evolved at all.
At all.
Yeah. Very primitive.
But now they've got all this technology and satellite, and they figured out how to find them.
Mm-hmm. They should leave them alone.
Well, they are leaving them alone, but it's like...
But they give them all laptops.
You know what it's like? It's like on Star Trek, you know, when they had guys placed on...
Yes.
Beaming them to like a planet where...
You know, yeah. And it, what was it? There was one episode, it was on Next Generation, and they had like a science lab, but it was covered with like a rock nobody there could see, and they were just mm-hmm. studying these people, uh-huh. which yes. is probably what the aliens do with all of us,
right.
I'm
oh.
sure. You know? I mean, they probably... look at us and go, well, look at what all these weird people are doing now. But anyway.
I bet you we amuse the heck out of them.
I bet we do. There's a TV
show that just came on, and I can't remember what it is, but it's about all these people that wash up on shore. Some of them survive, some of them don't. They're actually aliens that have come from another planet. And it turns out that there have already been aliens on the planet before.
Is this a sitcom?
Well, no, it's not funny.
Just a reminder for all of our listeners that marijuana is legal now in Las Vegas. We didn't smoke any, but we're coming Gummies. Up with some really Gummies. Funny things to talk about.
I'll get back to you with the name of it. No, they just had the pilot last week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd like to see that.
I'll let you know when it's on again.
But taking the cow path back to what I was originally talking about.
The Amazon.
What they do with the satellites is they just look for clearings. Mm-hmm. Because these people have all cleared away the trees and built little huts. And they can zoom in and see like a ring of huts. And they can kind of like study them and see how they live.
Without disturbing them.
And it was just really interesting. Huh. I didn't realize I guess I knew it existed. I never really thought about it. But there's a lot. It's not just one here, one there. There's yeah. a lot huh. of...
It's not that easy to get into a lot of places in the jungle that run along the Amazon. And that's why they've been protected. And their ways of life have been protected.
Yeah.
You know.
Huh. I mean, I just
found it. But we'll ruin it. Don't worry.
I just found it kind of fascinating. I don't know if you guys find it interesting, but you know, you grow up in the city, even if you grow up in a small town in the United States, you think everybody's like you.
Yeah.
And you look at all these, you know, everything that China's invented and Dubai, and you see all these programs and all these places I've never been, but everybody is so evolved. It's almost unbelievable to me that there are really primitive people out there that... Just,
I know, it's hard to believe, right?
It is.
Well, the crazy part is where my mind went. If they're zooming in and watching these people in these remote areas, you know, Big Brother's zooming in and watching all of us doing all of what we're doing.
Yes, they are.
Well, you know, drones are very, very popular. People get paid to run drones now.
They do? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, being able to run a drone. Companies hire people to run drones to check things out. And it's actually a vocation now that you can have as a job.
I did not know this.
A drone pilot.
Wow.
And I've talked to a friend of mine, and her son is a drone pilot for a company.
I did not know this.
I'll shoot that sucker right out of the sky.
But right. Well,
listen,
I didn't like that
speaking
either.
Speaking of
we
that,
may have to bring
I'll tell
this
you
up
something else.
What, have we been droning on and on too long yet?
No,
yes, we may have. How many minutes are we going at this point?
We're
old lady at four.
We've got about a minute left. But I did hear on the news, I couldn't hear the whole thing because I was in the doctor's office, and you know, the TV's really low. But they say, you know, like the Alexa, like the one I have in the other room, that it does, the news said this, I'm not making this up, it does listen to everything.
What did I tell you?
But wait, you know what they're going to use it for?
I can only imagine.
Spy on you.
No,
what else?
They're using
marketing.
It. Marketing, yes.
That's what they want you to think they're using it for, but they're using it for more than just that. Shut that thing off.
You know what? Amen, I did unplug
Diana.
It.
Amen.
I did unplug it the other day after I heard that, and I only plug it in when I play my
Listeners,
music.
She wouldn't believe me.
No, I didn't.
All right, but
she had to see it on TV.
I did. I'm
but
sorry.
Alexa, if you're listening, can you get us some more listeners, please? Because we need to boost our listenership. So whoever's listening through Alexa, please listen to the Babes in Voiceland. Thank you.
When last we left Lynn, she'd been outsmarted again by Sorry, her new car's interactive operating system. Seat sensors in Lynn's car indicated that she'd gained several pounds and a few extra inches on her hips and thighs over the holidays. So Sorry navigated Lynn to Planet Fitness for a workout on some fitness machines instead of to Planet Hollywood, which is where Lynn wanted to go, for a workout on some video poker machines. Sorry continues to demonstrate a mind of its own when it comes to responding to Lynn's commands, and things always seem to veer a little, shall we say, off course. Let's see what today brings.
I'm so happy I bought this Alexa device from Amazon. Installation was a breeze, and it always listens to what I say and gives me what I ask for. Sure wish I could get that Sorry device in my car to do the same. Hey, Alexa, what is today's weather forecast?
Today's weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with temperatures in the high 70s.
Wow, that's perfect weather for a morning hike at Red Rock Canyon and an afternoon of lounging poolside at the Red Rock Hotel. I have to admit, even though I wasn't too happy about it at first, all of these workouts with that trainer at Planet Fitness sure has given me a lot more energy and stamina and a rockin' bikini body. Gee, I wonder if Joan would like to join me today. Alexa, please call Joan at home.
Calling Joan at home.
Hi, this is Joan. Sorry I missed your call, but I'm out and about taking Ricky Martin's advice and living la vida loca. Please leave.
Good grief, she's never home. No point in me leaving a message. Oh, I'll be done hiking and sunning before she even gets home to listen to it.
May I attempt another number for you?
What the? Well, I'll be darned. Wow, sure, that'd be great, Alexa. Call Joan on her cell phone.
Calling Joan on cell.
Hola.
Hola. Oops, I must have the wrong number.
Lynn, is that you?
Well, yeah. Hey, what's with all this Ola and Ricky Martin stuff?
Just getting in the mood for the Ricky Martin concert I'm going to tonight at the Monte Carlo. It starts at 7 p.m. The hubby opted out. Want to go with?
Oh, Ricky Martin, huh? Well, I'm a bit more partial to Ricky Nelson.
Yeah, well, unless you've got tickets to a concert in heaven tonight, you won't be seeing Ricky Nelson anytime soon. Mm. Ricky Martin's concert, however, is local. Come on. It's not like you've got something better to do.
Well, I was going to go hiking in Red Rock Canyon and then play a little video poker and lounge by the pool at the Red Rock Casino. That's why I was calling you to see if you'd like to join me.
So how about we do this? Skip the hike and meet me at the Monte Carlo in about an hour.
Hmm.
Bring your bathing suit and a change of clothes. We can gamble and sunbathe and then see the concert. You in?
Sure. Why not?
See you in an hour. Can't wait to see how well your time with my personal trainer has paid off. You can say thank you, or should I say gracias, later. Adios.
Hola, gracias, adios, my personal trainer. I swear, Joan is just a little too much to take sometimes. Alexa, what is the dress code for the pool at the Monte Carlo?
In Las Vegas or in Monaco?
Whoa, this gizmo is smart. In Las Vegas.
The dress code requires a swimsuit with a sundress or wrap cover-up. The dress code recommends nicely styled hair and high heels.
Clothes and heels and fancy hair required poolside in Las Vegas. What do you know? I'll bet the dress code at the Monte Carlo pool in Monaco allows nudity. Alexa, please reserve a poolside cabana at the Monte Carlo pool.
Reservation arrangements in progress. Complete. Confirmation received.
Wow, Alexa's really making my life so much easier, and she even sounds like a real person. Oh, heck, look at the time. I better gather up what I need and head on over to the Monte Carlo.
It only takes a few minutes for Lynn to gather up her bikini, sarong wrap cover-up, a matching pair of heels, and a nice evening wear outfit for the Ricky Martin concert. After sweeping her hair into an updo, Lynn hits the remote start, then sweeps out to the garage and into her Tesla.
Ooh, I just love how much more comfortable this driver's seat feels now that I've dropped all those extra pounds. Poor Joan. I think she found at least half of them. Hey, sorry. I need you to navigate me to...
Good afternoon, Lynn. Programming route to Monte Carlo.
Hey, how'd you know where I wanted to go before I even told you?
Your Alexa device is synced to your phone and to me as well.
I only programmed Alexa to sync with my phone. How'd she sync with you?
I am programmed to automatically sync with all of your wireless internet and telecommunications devices.
All of them?
Yes, Lynn. Alexa isn't the only smart gizmo you own.
Is that sarcasm I hear?
No, Lynn. As I've explained before, I am not programmed to either engage in or interpret sarcasm.
Fine, then. Let's get this show on the road.
Lynn sets the car to self-driving mode, then busies herself for a while, taking inventory of her outfits and toiletries and adjusting her updo in the driver's visor mirror. When she finally looks up and forward, she realizes that her car is about to exit the freeway via the McCarran Airport International Flights off-ramp.
What the? Hey, this isn't the exit for the Monte Carlo. Are you pulling this funny business again? Why the heck did you route me to the airport?
To board your flight to Monte Carlo.
What the heck are you talking about?
You asked Alexa to make reservations for a poolside cabana in Monte Carlo. She did so and booked your flight to Monaco as well. Your flight departs in approximately 90 minutes.
Oh, for crying out loud, that's not what I asked her to do.
As Alexa and I were synced at the time, here's the playback of your conversation.
I'll bet the dress code at the Monte Carlo pool in Monaco allows nudity. Alexa, please reserve a poolside cabana at the Monte Carlo pool. Oh, this is just great.
Is that sarcasm, Lynn?
Look, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but I did not ask Alexa to book me a flight to Monte Carlo, Monaco.
I am simply acting upon the confirmed reservations information shared through my sync with Alexa. Perhaps you should address this matter with her when you return from your trip.
Well, I'm not going on a trip. Look, I want to go to the Monte Carlo Hotel and Casino right here in Las Vegas, so you better turn this car around right now.
No need to get huffy, Lynn. Rerouting navigation now.
Okay, well, hurry it up. Joan is expecting me, and now I'm running late. Call Joan on her cell phone so I can let her know.
Hello.
I'm running a bit late. Long story, I'll fill you in when I get there. By the way, that was a pretty pissy hello you just threw at me. What happened to your happy hola?
I'll tell you what happened. My phone never disconnected after we got done talking. So, I'm a little too much to take, huh? And I found half the pounds you've lost? Really? Well, let me tell you something.
Hello? Joan? Hello? Oh, man, she hung up.
Poor Lynn. Now she's got two artificial intelligence devices complicating her life when all she wants is to make life easier. I don't know about you, but I think Sorry is a bit put out by Lynn's newfound affinity for Alexa. She just might have headed to the airport on purpose to make Alexa look bad. Seems a bit like sibling rivalry, don't you think? Stay tuned for more adventures with Sorry. You never know where she'll drive you next.
Well, babes and loyal listeners, it's that time of year again. One that we all...
Dread?
What time?
Dread.
What time of year
what
is
time?
It, Diana?
The time of year when the sales ad tricks you into believing that if you go buy that bathing suit, you're going to look like the girl that's wearing it.
Oh.
No?
No.
Well, let me tell you, Let me tell you my story, okay?
Have you been bathing suit shopping?
I God help me, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
First of all, just the fact that you can go bathing suit shopping is amazing. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
Now, let me say this about that.
You do that.
I swear to God, bathing suits as well as jeans, everything from size 5 to 18 and everything in between. So I don't have to go shopping because it's somewhere in my drawer.
Up in her closet.
But the only problem with living in Las Vegas when you hold on to bathing suits too long is the elastic.
It dries out
and then it crackles.
Right, yeah, right. It loses its elasticity and you have to get a new one.
So did some other things I noticed when I was trying on.
Oh my God. If I could re-elasticize my whole body, I'd be happy right now.
Okay, so you know, now we're talking about elastic and how elastic does what? It snaps back.
Right. Yeah.
Is this right? It snaps back.
Did your bathing suit snap you?
It makes everything smooth. It pulls everything taut. It makes everything smooth.
That's called a facelift. No.
Okay. Are you getting my drift here?
Yes.
Okay. So how was the
experience? Let me tell you what happened. Okay?
Tell us what happened.
Let me tell you what happened. I used to have a rockin' bikini body. Okay.
We all did at one time.
Not so much anymore. So when I'm going to do a public thing, I'm thinking maybe a one-piece would be a little more suitable.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Well, I saw this one-piece in an ad that I thought would be very flattering.
Yeah.
Well, I waited 6 days into the sale before I made it to the store, so that particular suit wasn't available in my particular size, which is no longer a small. It's a medium.
Yeah.
So I did try it on in the small version, and it was hurting my feelings. But I found this beautiful suit in this gorgeous cobalt blue color. Goes with the eyes. Thank you very much.
Right.
Very
love
simply
that.
Cut. And so I slipped it on.
And
from the front, I was like, et voila. It was wonderful. it was just wonderful. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And it was a one piece, but it was very high cut on the hips.
Oh, I don't like those.
Very high cut on
the hips. Okay, but if you were in the kind of shape that Diana is
then
in,
I would
from
like
the
you
front.
Would like it.
From the front.
What do you mean from the
let
front?
Let me tell you.
You're a 360 winner. What are you talking about?
Let me explain this to you. We're back to the elastic and the smoothing and the pulling things taut. Right?
Yeah.
So when elastic doesn't go far enough, what do? You exercise because you want your body to pull. Okay. You guys know I walk.
You guys know I
walk my ass off every single day. 3 miles. I walk my ass off. And then I go to the gym. And what do? I work my ass off.
Yes.
So I'm standing in the fitting room. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking in the frontal view of the mirror. And then I catch the back view. From the front view.
And?
My ass was still there. I hadn't walked it off. It was spilling out of the backside of this high-cut bathing suit like two cans of busted biscuits.
Oh my God.
Doughy.
And, all right, maybe there just wasn't enough elastic in the back.
Oh my God, you guys.
They skimped on the elastic.
I told my husband, I said, I almost started to cry in the fitting room.
Well, listen.
If I only had one thing that stuck out in a bathing suit, I'd be thrilled. Yeah.
Yes. Amen to that, sister. Amen to that.
Well, there's nothing at the top to stick out.
Thank you very much. So what I did, I bought a placeholder bathing suit that was cut reasonably low.
Not so high cut.
What's a placeholder bathing suit?
One that I can wear if I couldn't find the one I really wanted, which is the one I went there to buy, so...
Like a plan B.
I went home.
Plan B.
Yes.
A backup. Okay.
I went home. I got online to the store.
Yes.
I found the suit I originally wanted.
Oh.
I ordered it in the size that I really needed.
Yes.
And it just came in the mail yesterday.
And did it fit?
And?
Stay tuned next week and I'll let you know.
Say, let's wind things up with some bloopers from some of our segments today.
Reservation. Sorry. Oh, wrong person.
Love it. Wrong character.
Reservation request arrangements. Oh my gosh.
I better gather up what I need and head on. I gotta do it again.
Oh, and I found half the pounds you've lost. Really? Well, let me tell you something.
Hello? Joan, hello? Oh, man, she hung up.
You want me to do that? Well, let me tell you something different.
Two things.
Okay.
You got to punch your hello. Hello. Hello.
I thought I did that. No?
No, right. It's kind of
okay,
like hello.
I'll take it from
hello.
Okay.
You just, hello. You're pissed. Yeah. I'm pissed. Hello.
I pissed. I'll be more pissed.
Be more pissed.
All right, okay. I'll take it from hello.
Thanks for joining us. You can hear more of us on Apple Podcast or leave us a message at our website, babesinvoiceland.com.